Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. You know, one of the fun things about this time of year is that everyone is announcing their new season. And we have the new season now from the Buckman Performing and Fine Arts Center at St. Mary's Episcopal School. And it's a really interesting looking season. Cindy Yunker is here with me. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You're starting something in this season that you've talked about before, I know, and you're doing a sort of a little concentration on singer-songwriters.
We are. It's just such an intimate space, which we say over and over again about the Buckman, but it really is. It's cozy yet elegant and beautiful, and the acoustics are just unforgiving if you don't sound good. But if you do sound good, like the majority of our artists do, it's just such an amazing opportunity we've had over the past seasons to kind of watch these singular artists come in and really work and to be part of the process. And it's a different performance with all the audience interaction every single time you have it. And it just creates such an amazing moment. And we just kind of thought this year, let's really try to capitalize on that and showcase the space and showcase the artist and process and working.
And you're opening on September 13th with Colin Hay, which I think is such a great choice. Of course, I'm sure many of us remember him from Men at Work, but since then he has put out something like 10 or 11 solo albums.
Absolutely.
And has become very well known as a solo artist.
Absolutely. He's been working as a solo artist for a long time, and people probably got to know him a bit when he was on Scrubs as the traveling troubadour singing along. But he obviously did a lot of work with Zach Braff and on the Garden State soundtrack, but he's been touring, you know, on his solo work for a very long time, and his new album is amazing. It's just, and of course, all these artists, that's, you know, how you kind of catch them. They all have new music coming out right now, so that makes it all the more exciting and good things to hear from them. But yeah, Colin's going to be really interesting and fun, I think.
Yeah, I think so. That opens the season on September 13th, mm-hmm. and then September 29th, another great singer-songwriter who's
Rodney
been around
Crowell.
For a long time, Rodney Crowell. Wow.
Yeah, I think he's probably going to end up being a two-night
He may have
person.
To. You
said
he's already selling.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people asking about him, and he's another one. You go back and start kind of looking through his catalog of music, and it's just unbelievable the breadth of talent that he has, and just all the people he's written for, all the mm-hmm. music that he's recorded himself, mm-hmm. is just amazing. I mean, you just don't realize he's such a legend in country and acoustic music and bluegrass as well. So we're excited about Rodney. He's going to be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah. And, talk about a back catalog.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
He could do 4 hours and not repeat anything easily. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, that's another overriding theme in all these artists we have this year. All these people have just mountains of albums under their belt that are just, you know, all amazing.
Yeah, truly. Very true. That's on September 29th, mm-hmm. and if you're interested in that, folks, you might want to get it quick, because that's already going fast. Mm-hmm. And then, as they say, for something completely different.
Tycho Project.
Yeah.
That is one of the top five shows we've ever had at Buckman, and we thought it was an appropriate time to bring them back for our Sweet 16 season.
Sure.
It is an excellent family event, but it's not dedicated to families. It's Japanese drumming at its finest. The show is so well choreographed that it's high energy, and you just get so drawn into it. So the music's incredible, and what they're doing is incredible, but they just have such a great visual presentation of it all. In addition, it's comical, it's fun, it's engaging. You're on the edge of your seat the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about Japanese drumming, you sort of think you know what that's about, but mm-hmm. it's really more dance and almost ballet.
It is. It's acrobatic almost. It mm-hmm. truly is. And they are the best of the best. They've been on the Academy Awards. People remember them. It's almost, they're sort of like the Palabolas of the Academy Awards. It's every time there's something on, they are the Tycho group that's, you know, marching up down the aisles and in the commercials. They're
sure.
in the Mitsubishi commercial, and they're the real deal. They do so much history and background into Tycho drumming, but again, they tie it in, making it humorous and engaging, and don't drag it out too long so that it loses anybody in the audience.
And now you continue with more dance on November 4th, Bill T. Jones and the Arnie Zane Dance Company.
We do. Our dance this year, we've got some rock stars.
Yeah,
we're
really,
really excited about this. Bill T. Jones, obviously, is just an absolute living legend. He's a McCarthy Genius Award winner. He's won multiple Tonys. Everything he touches pretty much turns to gold, and he's a bit controversial, but that almost makes it all the more fun and exciting to have him here, and his work is going to be absolutely priceless. You have to see it. It's going to have to be seen.
That's on November 4th. Mm-hmm. More dance coming up on January 18th, and these guys have been here before, too.
Oh, Philodanko, yes. Yeah. They've been to Memphis before. I've never had them at Buckman, but they are just amazing, and they are coming for Martin Luther King weekend, and they'll be debuting a new Rennie Harris piece. They are, again, wow, one of the premier dance companies in the world, touring today, and coming, both of them, Bilty and Philodanko, with just truckloads of outreach for the Memphis community with free master classes. We're going to do some work over at Lemoyne Owen. We're going to do some work with, we're going to Carver High School with one of them. It's going to be a lot of fun. And they're incredible dance companies. You have to see them. They are truly powerful and just amazing. They're legendary, both of them.
That's the nice thing about almost all these dance companies that come to town. They always make some kind of outreach effort.
We keep them busy, yeah. We do the school shows. We do the master classes. We take them off-site. And then, obviously, they have their evening performances. And usually, they'll do an audience discussion afterwards. They always come out and, you know, autograph and meet the audience. But yeah, we keep them really, really busy.
We're talking with Cindy Yunker about the new season at the Buckman Performing and Fine Arts Dance. Buckman Performing and Fine Arts Center at St. Mary's Episcopal School.
It's a mouthful.
Just call it the Buckman. That's what I do.
Buckman at St. Mary's.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And it's a great-looking season. And if you're interested, I would encourage you to go ahead and call and get your tickets because they're going to go fast for some of these. That's 537-1483. Mm-hmm. Also, check their website, which is buckmanartscenter.com. On January 26th, we get back to the Singer-Songwriters with Ellis Paul.
Yes.
Talk about a rock star in the folk world.
He absolutely is. You know, when Roy Orbison's widow wanted to honor him, wanted to honor her late husband's memory, she called upon him, and he wrote, you know, several tunes for it and was part of that ceremony. He's really part of the big Woody Guthrie folk festival, mm-hmm. and he's got a kids album out now too, so it's going to be kind of fun. He's going to do a magic carpet ride with us in the morning and then do the evening performance for the adults.
Oh, what fun.
And he's bringing a pianist with him, I believe. We saw him up in New York, and it was, you know, amazing to see him there, and it was great. But then he also came down for Folk Alliance. And when we saw him at Folk Alliance, it was just like, it was like story time at the library, except with grown-ups. I mean, that room was so packed. Everybody from young and old, just it went across so many different ages that I was like, this is a really great fit. So I think he's going to be perfect at Buckman.
Yeah, absolutely. Then sort of that's on January 26th. Mm-hmm. Then again, another great singer-songwriter, Michael Johnson, on mm-hmm. February 8th.
Yes, who's really known a lot for his guitar technique. He's
a master.
Finger picker, and he plays with Leo Kottke and, you mm-hmm. know, all the big hot shots in guitar. And people might know him. He's probably best remembered from doing Bluer Than Blue back in the 70s. But again, he writes a whole lot of music for a whole lot of people. And now he's more of just a guitar guru guy. That's going to be interesting for all the musicians out there.
Yeah, and there's plenty of them in town. He does a lot of classical influence things, a lot of nylon string stuff. So that'll be fun to see. That's on February 8th, Michael Johnson. Zuma Zuma.
Cirque Zuma Zuma.
What fun.
Kenyan acrobatic group. They were seen on America's Got Talent and came back over and over and over again. We're one of the finalists. But they are just the real deal. I mean, they call their the best acrobatics from, you know, in Africa. And it's going to be a fun family show.
Okay, then on March 22nd, now this guy is a monster, and you think you know what
this is, a rock star,
what ukulele is like, but Jake Shimabukuro mm-hmm. is just I encourage everyone to go look him up on YouTube and watch some of his videos, and you'll just be blown away.
Unbelievable. He is amazing, and it took us a long time to really get him in place for this season. And
I'm sure.
Such a crowning piece in it. He is just perfect for the Buckman, and he is one of those stars that is on the rise, and mm-hmm. we will probably never be able to afford to bring back again. We're lucky to have him this time, and next time he comes back to town, he's going to be in a much bigger venue than the Buckman. You don't want to miss this show. He is just a ukulele rock star, which sounds crazy.
I know.
But the songs that he plays, the songs that he writes are incredible, but the songs that he covers as well are just, that's what kind of made him the YouTube sensation that he was.
Yeah. I remember the first time I saw him mm-hmm. doing When My Guitar Gently Weeps in Central Park.
Yeah.
And it just my jaw literally dropped.
Oh, yeah.
It was just unbelievable. So that's on March 22nd, and seriously,
plus he's
folks.
He's gorgeous, hot, and young, and yeah,
all,
helps too.
All that stuff. So.
Total package.
That's on the 22nd again. That's one you're going to want to get tickets for early because they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then some jazz, Chris Brubeck's triple play on Friday, April 12th.
They've been to Memphis many, many times, but it's always fun to have them here. And they're wonderful. They're a great, fun evening. Just peppy, upbeat, fascinating jazz. It's going to be a good fit for us as well, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can't go wrong. And those three guys in a room that size is it's going to be very nice. Your season closer is going to bring in some folks. Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys.
He is on my short list of people to present before I leave this industry. He's mm-hmm. on my list, and it's like just time to go ahead and do it. And especially, you know, and with the passing of
we're none of us getting any younger.
No, we're not exactly.
Certainly, Dr. Ralph is not.
Right. So yeah, we're gonna wrap up with him after Earl Scruggs has passed away. You don't want to waste any time. You want to enjoy him while you can, and he is an absolute legend. And he's gonna be the perfect way to wrap up the season.
That's very exciting. That's on March 10th. Well, this is a great-looking season once again at the Buckman. And, you've got to be very pleased with this. This looks great.
And I want to play this up. And, of course, I do have to say about our upcoming performances of Larry Miller on the 17th and 18th. They have been postponed. I've been trying to update people as I get information. He sustained a serious head injury, and he remains in the hospital now.
Mm.
So we've been trying to find a new date to bring him back, and we will throw it in whenever we can get him, and we're just hoping that he heals and gets better soon. I don't think it's a good sign that he's still in the hospital.
That's
happened in April. But anyone that's got tickets, please feel free to call the box office, and we'll be happy to work with you to find a solution.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for him, mm-hmm. and of course we will let you know once that is rescheduled. Again, a great looking season.
Thank you.
I would encourage people to get their tickets now.
And you're going to join me some too, right?
I am, absolutely.
Right. Yeah,
there's some of these I cannot miss. So what do people need to do if they want to get season tickets, and explain how
that
works?
There's a PDF on the on our website. Go to BuckmanArtsCenter.com, download the PDF. You can fill out the information and scan it and email it back, or fax it back, mail it back, however you want to. I wish I was that techno savvy to create the form myself now. One day I'll get there, but not yet. Or you can just call me at 537-1483, and we have extremely huge discounts for if you purchase the whole season. It's only $20 per show. Choose any six or more, it's only $25 per show, and then regular prices, which are under $30 for the rest of them. But you still get just a phenomenal savings if you get the entire season. And you know what? If you can't get every show, give the tickets away for gifts or what have you, because they have the full face value on the tickets. They don't show the discount price. So
very nice.
Yeah.
All right. Take advantage of it now, folks, because some of these I am absolutely sure are going to sell out quickly.
Oh, yes.
So, again, it's BuckmanArtsCenter.com or 537-1483. The Sweet 16 season at the Buckman. Looks great.
Thank you so much.
Cindy Yunker, my guest today. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, performing at the annual Symphony in the Gardens on the lush grounds of the Dixon, Saturday, May 12th. Gates open at 4. Concert begins at 6. Picnics, beverages, and lawn chairs are welcome. Tickets and information available at 537-2525 or memphissymphony.org.